Now you do that on the outside of the house?
Outside, and outside you make a bush thing. Cut out branches from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
To sweep, you want to sweep the yard and around, you'd get a bush thing from the tree and make a bush from.
Uh-huh.
Use that for the outside.
Yeah. Let me see. And then, what about fences? Did you have was the place fenced at all?
No, our place was not fenced, but I have seen fences. They were made from rails. And you've seen in books, history books and whatnot, of the way the rail is zigzag,
mm-hmm.
that type of rail. You did the remember, as they call Abraham Lincoln a rail splitter,
mm-hmm.
they would split those trees into rails and build the fences up that way.
Zigzag.
Uh-huh, that's in a zigzag form. You've seen them in picture books, I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do they call that kind of fence that's got little sharp points on it?
Wire, was it a wire? Barbed wire, you'd have barbed wire. That you'd put posts in the ground and stretch the wire, two or three strands of wire, and that was supposed to keep us from climbing, but we'd pull them strands together and slip underneath.
Let me see, what about, did they have a kind of land where where there's water sitting in it most of the time?
Farm, water farm.
And what about,
the water, that's what you mean?
What about a kind of land where you have maybe some water in it a good part of the time, but not all, maybe trees and things growing there?
When it come raining, you'd have low places where the water, for instance, we would have a cow, and my grandmother was a very religious type person, and she'd take the cow, in those for a long time, she would come along, there were these long skirts with a lot of ruffles and things all around, and grandmother would come home sometimes with skirts all muddy around the bottom. She had gotten happy out there in the mud hole with the cow and shouting.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, what about riding animals? Do you have any of those?
Have what?
Riding animals.
Oh, no. My grandma didn't have anything of that kind. We didn't have. And the type of transportation would either be a horse and buggy, wagon with a team, sometimes be mules and sometimes be horses.
Uh-huh.
And then I had an uncle who had an ox cart.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes he would use it with one ox and sometimes with two.
Uh-huh.
Yokes on and travel
uh-huh.
like that. I've ridden in the ox cart and the buggy and the wagon and all of
The thing they used to drive the horses, what do they call that?
The whip?
Yeah. They call that anything else?
You have reins to guide them by.
Mm-hmm.
Bridle, if you're going to ride horseback. I've ridden horseback too, bareback. Ridden horseback. And you'd have a bridle on the horse for riding. And then for driving, you'd have the reins. And the person would have a whip that just latch him along to make him go.
Now, if you have two horses, and you have a wagon.
Uh-huh.
Which one do you steer with?
Well, now a wagon, as I recall, would have what you call a tongue. And if you're a double team, one would be on this side, one on that side. The tongue would be in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And in driving them, your lines would be so arranged that you would guide them whichever way you want them to go, from one side to the other. Sure. A buggy, of course, with one horse would have the horse would be in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing on both sides of the shaft or something, whatever you call that.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they would, when it's a one horse team, whether it was a wagon or a buggy, you'd have someone, the horse would be in the center.
Uh-huh.
And the guiding thing would be on the side.